This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Busy last few days when I was out of town, unfortunately, with the Orlando shooting, the London Bridge killings. This has been a very, very rough last few days, and it's shocking. You know, and I heard somebody in the news say, look, this is the new normal, and we're going to talk about that. You know, is this type of violence the new normal? Are we going to put up with it? I was gone the last few days, and it was a real honor that I was at Talkers Magazine, and I got to speak at the Talkers Magazine conference, and I won an award for Humanitarian of the Year, the Sharon L. Harrison Award. So it was a good weekend. Although I kind of got myself, into a little bit of trouble. We should probably talk about that first. Let's just get that out of the way. You know, whenever you're at any of these conferences, okay, you kind of peacock. Now, we've talked about peacocking, right? You kind of strut your stuff. And I don't go there expecting to strut my stuff. You know, I put on, you know, some Spanx and some makeup, and I try to, you know, comb my hair, you know, so I look semi-decent. But, I go there going, well, you know, I want to, you know, make my network pretty proud, etc. Well, I started hanging out with a bunch of guys, and, you know, in radio, it's a very male-dominated field. So there's a lot of guys there. And I'm sitting with the guys and hanging out with the guys and standing with the guys. And they're, talking smack. You know, going, yeah, you know, I could kick my boss's butt. Yeah, I could kick my boss's butt. And there is no way that I'm going to sit there, the girl, okay, not talking about how I could kick my boss's butt. So I start, you know, and I'm very good at talking smack. I don't know if you guys know me, but I'm very good. I don't sit there and do a lot of that on air because you don't want to, you know, hear me sit there and rip on everybody and, you know, but when I'm in a social setting, I'm very, very good. I can cut people down to size. I don't even have to outdrink anybody because I'm very, very, my mouth is my weapon. It's excellent. So while everybody's kind of, you know, talking their talk and peacocking and doing whatever, you know, I decide to stand up. Which is always a very great move. It's a very good move, you know, in a, public speaking forum. You know, usually sit a lot of times and, you know, you kind of have some sort of a holy discussion. But when you stand up, that's when you garner attention and you command attention. So while everybody's talking, I stand up and I go, I forget exactly the exact words. But basically, I stood up talking about how I could kick my boss's ass better than anybody else, and how he cries when he sees me because he is so fearful of how much I could kick his butt. Now, as I was saying that, things get a little quiet, and all of a sudden I hear a, and once you hear a man go, I'm like, oh no, and I turn around, and there's Boss Man. Now, okay, I have like three options. Okay, I had three options. One is, right, that he didn't hear me. You know what I mean? My back was to him. So maybe he didn't hear me. And he's just thinking that I'm just sitting there, you know, executing a Shakespearean soliloquy. Who knows? Okay? You know? Okay? Number two is he did hear me, but he thought I was talking about a different boss. It's possible. I have tons of bosses. Affiliate bosses. I have university bosses, I have network bosses, I have different bosses. So maybe it's that. Or three, he heard me loud and clear. And I'm in trouble. So what I did is what anybody else would do. You know, I lied through my teeth. And I go, hey, Hey, boss man, I was just talking about how much I love you. And how I said that was kicking ass is now a very new millennial term of thinking you're the bomb. And you're sick and you're fly and all that other stuff. Now, fly wasn't used, you know, since the 1990s. I go, oh, it's coming back. Now, boss man gave me a nice smile and, you know, nod and walked off. But I, my legs were shaking. You know, you don't sit there and, you know, talk smack about boss man. Especially since I really do like my boss. And the only reason why I was doing it is because the other guys were there, you know, and I had to show up the other guys. Okay. Now, that wasn't the worst part. The boss walking away wasn't the worst part. The worst part is I'm still standing. And everybody else who I was peacocking to is sitting down. So how do you retract the peacock feathers and slide back in to the groove that where you were, you know, initially beginning to peacock? So I had to think fast. And instead, what I did is there was no way to retract the feathers. And I did not even want to go back and slink back to that conversation. So what I did is I turned around, I peacocked my backside, and I go, I'm going to go kick somebody's butt. And then I walk off, and that was the end of that. Now, overall, I think it was a good conference. I mean, I'm still on air. Nobody's, you know, shut off the dials yet. I have no idea. We got Kyle working the dials. And until Kyle gets the thumbs up from Boss Man to shut everything down, I think I'm good. But the moral of this story is no peacocking, okay? And if you are going to peacock, always look around to see if the person you're trying to play peacock off of is around and listening. Got to be careful. Okay, and kicking somebody's butt isn't as impressive as you think it would be, especially since I can't. I really have, like, no upper body strength. By the way, for any of you guys that are from New York, I need you to explain something to me. We had a rental car because my husband had to go upstate. So we wanted to go into, you know, Town Square, and we wanted to go to Ben's Delicatessen. I think it's on 38th. There's no parking. So we decided to go up to, you know, 20th Street. Yeah, we're like, all right, fine, we'll walk 18 blocks. Again, no parking. Apparently, all the streets now are just commercial parking. Now, these aren't UPS trucks or Amazon trucks or Verizon trucks. These are little cars, smart cars, Toyota Tercels, Kia Spias, whatever the heck are there. And they're parking on commercial parking. And there's nowhere to park Monday through Friday. So what are you supposed to do if you have a car in New York? And there's no way I'm going to be spending $30 an hour. Before, you could just slide in, you could park, you could pay for some meter parking, you could run, you know, go into a diner. I mean, are you kidding me? So actually, now no cars are basically invited to New York City. I have a problem with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Orlando is witness to another tragedy as five people are dead after a disgruntled ex-employee opens fire on the place of business that just recently fired him. They say five people were shot and killed at an Orlando business on Monday morning by a disgruntled former employee who did later turn the gun on himself. Officers responded to a call about an active shooter at Fiamma off Forsyth Road in Orange County near Full Sail University just after 8 a.m. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming said in a news conference deputies had arrived 2 minutes later where they found three men and a woman dead at the scene. A fifth person, a man who was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Seven people did survive the shooting. Demings had said that the alleged shooter, according to Fox News, who killed himself, identified as a 45-year-old man who had been fired from Fiamma Incorporated, which is an awning manufacturing company. Now, he was fired back in April. The employee had a criminal history, minor in nature, with arrests for possession of marijuana and DUI. Officers had been called to the company back in June 2014 for a workplace violence incident in which he allegedly battled another employee here in the business. Shelly Adams told the Associated Press that her sister, Sheila McIntyre, called her from the building's bathroom during the shooting and was very upset. She kept repeating, "My boss is dead, my boss is dead." A witness said they heard multiple very loud gunshots. The FBI was on the scene assisting local police on the investigation. A spokesperson from the Bureau told Fox News that Demme said authorities could not connect the incident to any global terrorism. Florida Governor Rick Scott said in a statement that he has been briefed on the situation. Over the past year, the Orlando community has been challenged like never before, he said. So, the shooting comes a week before the one-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre shooting that happened in Orlando. 49 people were fatally shot by Omar Mateen, who was an Islamic extremist, according to Fox News. So, you know, what this disgruntled employee shooting rings very familiar to what happened with a previous shooting years ago where somebody was fired, decides to come back, take the gun, and shoot. San Bernardino, another shooting where it was during a Christmas party. Husband and wife leave, come back, shoot, but there was obviously terrorist undertones in that, and there was a lot more planning. However, it was originally, in the media, reported as being a disgruntled employee. But, despite what we've seen with Islamic terrorism and with, terrorist attacks like we saw in London with the London Bridge killings that happened the other day, where I believe 7 people had been killed, 48 injured, in attackers who stabbed people in Borough Market, had a lot of food stalls, high-end restaurants, bars, etc. Somebody rammed a van into pedestrians on London Bridge and then started coming out and stabbing people. You know, we're seeing violence on a variety of fronts. And if we now look at, if we just right now talk about the non-terrorism type of violence, this disgruntled employee coming back and deciding to kill their coworkers. We saw that in, I believe it was a Roanoke newscaster that was killed. She and her photographer, cameraman, were killed as a disgruntled employee hunted them down and killed them while they were doing a live broadcast. Disgruntled employees should not be, you know, feared. We don't want to cower in fear, but they need to be watched like a hawk. And, you know, somebody who has previous violence in the workplace, I would be suspicious of. And I'm sorry, we don't want to stereotype. We don't want to profile. We don't want to, but somebody who has previous violence within the workplace and is fired, and rightfully so, I think that person is at higher risk for coming back and trying to do harm or trying to take revenge. Now, I don't believe they've seen a note. I don't believe they've seen a call to action or a manifesto from the shooter or from this killer. But, you know, the fact that the boss was killed, that means this was something that was deliberate. It was planned, but almost 2 months from the firing, you know, we'll see this with people that, you know, that get fired, they get mad. They leave that day. A lot of firings happen on Fridays. And the reason why they happen on Fridays is because people don't want that person to be so mad that they come back to work the next day. They want them to have a cool down period over the weekend. A lot of things happen on Fridays. It's very interesting. As you see a lot of the Trump media, you know, bombshells come out on a Friday night, you know, and so, you know, people are done for the weekend. They're exhausted. They're trying to regroup. And then all of a sudden something like that happens. So when it comes to firing, we see that a lot at the end of the week or, you know, for some, it's easier for an accountant at the end of the pay period. It's a very difficult time for somebody to it's a kind of a higher time of the day or time of the week where somebody gets fired. In Vegas during the recession, we would have mass firings on Mondays and Tuesdays. Not sure what the reasoning was for that, but when there were layoffs and layoffs after layoffs, it sounded like every week something was happening, but it was on a Monday or a Tuesday. But many companies, they do it on a Friday, all right? They want you to go home. They want you to cool off, maybe start fresh on Monday, and not want to come back with an axe to grind. I'm not sure what the answer is for businesses. This was 6 to 12 weeks, I guess, or 6 to 8 weeks after the firing. And this was somebody who had it out for his coworkers and had it out for his boss. And, you know, we could try and take away the guns, but that's not the answer. And, it's a shame that nobody had, I don't believe Orlando allows CCWs, and it's a shame that nobody, you know, was armed that could take the shooter out and save their coworkers. But if somebody wants to kill, as we've seen in London, they're going to take any weapon they can to kill. They'll take their van, they'll take their knife. They'll take their, I mean, people are learning, especially in the terrorism world, they're learning how to, you know, make weapons out of anything. Look at what happened with the Boston Marathon bombers with pressure cookers. Somebody wants to kill, they're going to kill. And this is how we need to attack it. Not taking away guns, not taking away knives, not, things the liberals want to do. And it's very, very frustrating to me because I think you see people missing the point. If somebody wants to kill, this is a mental illness. This is a mental disease. This is where somebody could either be planning for weeks or just at a split second decide to go berserk. When we see fatalities in domestic violence, all right, a lot of times these weren't planned out, all right? These were, I'm so mad, I want to get you, I want to kill you. And many of us have been mad to the point where, I mean, we want to do some heavy damage. You know, like we want to break a mirror or, you know, we want to punch a fist into a wall. That's actually a very common animalistic tendency for you to want to be mad where you want to damage something. Cavemen try to knock down trees. You know, I mean, people punch. That's just how lashing out is a very normal part of an animal instinct. Look at your dogs, look at your cats. You know, look at your birds, okay? You know, animals get mad, and we're animals. But to the point where we want to kill, that's where we need to, as humans, check ourselves. And the problem is I think we have many, many people out there that don't know how to check themselves. And people who do kill their wives or kill their husbands or kill their coworkers, you know, many do show remorse, the ones that don't kill themselves on the scene. And they go, I just lost control. You lost control. Why are we losing control? If we could figure out how to find people that are at risk of losing control, right? Whether it's, and, you know, I've talked about this. I know some people don't take it seriously, but I really think everybody needs to go through some sort of a psychological stress test. And these psychological stress tests, maybe they need to be done in the workplace. We're going to get you mad. We're going to get you so mad that we see you lash out. And if you look like you want to kill somebody, you're not going to be hired here. And people can hide it. People can hide they're crazy. People can keep themselves calm. I mean, I get mad. We all get mad. And it's okay to get mad. But getting mad to the point where you're going to do bodily harm and you're going to, you know, kill people and execute people mass murder, I believe psychologically we could find those people. I think the testing is available. I think we have the tools. We just don't do it. Nobody's going to want to go through a test like that. Nobody's going to want to administer a test. Nobody has the funds to do that. And what happens if you turn somebody down because you think they're a killer? How does that person get a job later? And you also don't want to falsely accuse. But I believe that we have many people out there that have no problem sitting there fantasizing about the death of other people. And some of them act on it and some of them don't. That's where we need to address, you know, this type of violence. Because if somebody wants to kill, if they can't get their hands on a gun, they're going to get their hands on something else. Machete, knife, van. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I'm getting many reports that there's a lot of false health news up on Google. And I know what you're talking about. Over the last few days, it looks like there's some sort of a online pharmacy that is able to get the name of their medications up on a news site. Be very careful clicking on these. Like, I'm looking at something right now. If you go to Google Health, I see exactly what you guys are talking about. Caverta USA, Caverta 100 milligrams reviews, Caverta 50 milligrams Ranbaxy side effects. So it looks like that's an online pharmacy where you can purchase medication, or a medical supply company that sells medications to health professionals, and it's like it'll say West Side Gazette. I'm careful clicking on that. Eldepriol capsule, dosage of Eldepriol, Eldepriol libido dosage. Don't click on that. Again, it looks like it's a medication, some sort of a medication site. Grifolfin V micro with alcohol. It's Rhinocort shelf life, Rhinocort aqua. I see what you guys are talking about. Doxycycline, don't click on those. I'm not sure what those sites are. I know many people are very concerned about medications that they're taking and side effects. So when you see a health headline, such as under Google Health, these medications like Inderol and Clonopin, a lot of you guys are taking Inderol and Clonopin. It looks like a news story from the West Side Gazette. I would be careful clicking on them. In fact, I don't want to click on them now here in my studio because, again, I don't know if a virus is going to be coming up. But I'm not sure if Google is aware of what's going on, if they're on top of it. So when it comes to health news, I would just be careful. And unless it looks like a nice full sentence, you know, like, for example, they talk about pregnancy-linked death rates skyrockets in Texas. That sounds like a medical news story. That's probably a lot safer. You could see the link, Tech Times. Tech Times is a safe link. You could click on something like that. But be careful because I'm not sure what the heck is going on with Google Health. And while we're on pregnancy-linked deaths, let's talk about this. All right? Apparently, Texas has the highest maternal mortality rate, not only in the United States, but also in the developed world, according to a study coming out of the University of Maryland. The research shows pregnancy-related deaths in Texas nearly doubled in just 2 years between 2010 and 2012. According to the study, 148 Texan women died in 2012 because of pregnancy-related causes, compared with just 72 deaths in 2010. Moreover, the state's overall maternal mortality rate increased dramatically in the last 4 years. They say now they're up to 18.6 maternal deaths for every 100,000 births. Then the fatalities jumped to 33, and then in 2014, 35.8 deaths. They say black women are disproportionately affected, being more likely to die during pregnancy or childbirth. You know, how does that happen? You could have blood pressure issues. You could have stroke. You could have blood clots causing a stroke. You could have bleeds, very severe maternal hemorrhages. You could go into a variety of medical conditions, including liver failure, renal failure with pregnancy. Pregnancy is not the safest thing for a woman, right? Even though it's our evolutionary duty to become pregnant, some women, especially when they're older, can definitely run some pretty heavy risks. So the findings are consistent with the Vox analysis of the data provided by the CDC. The investigation conducted in the same year underlined the U.S. maternal death rate, which has doubled since 87. So, it's a shame that we actually, you know, with the type of medicine advancements that we have now, that we're actually seeing death rates rise. My guess is we're seeing a lot of older people start having having pregnancies. You know, you'll hear of, you know, grandmas giving birth to twins now. You know, we're definitely pushing our biological clock when it comes to getting pregnant. I got pregnant on purpose when I was 28 and 30 years old, and that's okay. All right, but that's older in caveman days. I should have been a grandma when I was 28 or 30 years old. But for me, that was kind of on average. Getting married around age 26, starting your family when you're 28, having another baby when you're 30, maybe having another one when you're 32, which we decided not to do. By 35, stop having kids. And that's kind of how we, you know, what we kind of recommend. You know, if you're going to have a baby when you're over 35, you want to keep it cool. You want to make sure you have, advanced maternal and fetal specialist, on standby. You want to have frequent ultrasounds, frequent monitoring of the baby, and you're a woman of advanced maternal age. Being over 35 is advanced maternal age. Man, when I was 35, I thought I was old. I'm like, man, I'm old. I'm 35. Man. I'm not that far away from 35, but boy, did I think I was old when I was in my 30s. So, another issue is lack of care. Pregnancies are not free. Taking care of, you know, a pregnancy and then the delivery is not free. It's expensive. And there could be some women that just are not getting the medical care that they need. And unfortunately, that could also be an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Texas man, which this occurred, I believe, about a week ago, died after he got a new tattoo. He went swimming after he had a new tattoo. And it was a crucifix tattoo with the words, Jesus is my life, below it. And he went swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, according to the medical journal, BMJ Case Reports, the unidentified 31-year-old man was in the Gulf of Mexico within days of getting his tattoo. He was infected with a bacteria called Vibrio vulnificus, and we've talked about that on my show many times. This led to his hospitalization. What was especially shocking to the researchers was how quickly he deteriorated. He went swimming 5 days after he was tattooed. Within 24 hours, he was admitted to the hospital and then put on life support. The 31-year-old went into liver disease, then developed septic shock, died 2 months later. So I apologize. The story came out last week. He didn't die last week. While most healthy people do not die as a result of Vibrio vulnificus, the authors of the study did say the case report showed how dangerous infection can be for those with liver illnesses as well as anyone who receives a tattoo. So maybe the Vibrio didn't cause the liver disease, but maybe he had an underlying liver issue. Now, what kind of liver issues could a 31-year-old have? Well, you can have liver issues if you drink alcohol. That could be a biggie. You can also have liver issues if you have hepatitis. And you can get hepatitis from tattoos, by the way. If they're not using clean ink, if they're not using clean equipment. And so one of the top rules after getting a new tattoo is to avoid swimming and bathing because the skin is susceptible. It's not as much of a barrier as would like it to be, and so you could pick up infections. And they say even if you don't have chronic liver disease, doctors say it's important to follow safety recommendations after getting new ink. Tattoos are now more popular than ever. You know, they used to be only for the bad boys or for the military, which is why we thought tattoos were very, very sexy. Then people started getting tattoos because it made them look tougher. And it was, you know, body painting in a way was a way to kind of keep, bad guys away from you so you wouldn't get beat up. If you had a tattoo, you look tough. And mind you, getting a tattoo, tattoos hurt. So if you were able to withstand a tattoo, that means you've got to be tough. And so you'll see people with multiple tattoos, and they show those tattoos off because it's a sign of toughness. It's peacocking. I'm using that word again. It's peacocking. Then women started to get tattoos because guys thought it was sexy. For a woman to have a tattoo on her back, have her tattoo on her ankle. Yeah, I never got a tattoo. I just figured that my going through all that pain really wouldn't make me any sexier than I am because I'm not very sexy. If nobody thought I was sexy then, why would anybody think I was sexy with a Bart Simpson tattoo on my ankle? So not gonna work for me. So I never did it. But be careful out there, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Randall writes, one of our listeners, and it's a pretty long-winded email, but in the gist of what he's asking is, he's known people that have gone to a cardiologist and who have still dropped dead of a heart attack. He's afraid that he's going to have a heart attack because his father had a heart attack and his brother has high cholesterol. So he hasn't gotten checked. He recently has health insurance, and he's afraid if a doctor says, "Nah, you're not at risk for having a heart attack," is he still at risk? And I think his major fear was that buddy of his that was told he wasn't at risk for having a heart attack and did. And I've seen this, unfortunately, many times in the medical community where somebody sees a heart doctor, gets cleared by a heart doctor, and still goes on to have a heart attack. My father never got cleared by a heart doctor. He never got checked. So I'm dying, there's nothing we can do now, but I would have loved to know what would have happened if my dad actually did get a heart check like I recommended he do, and, you know, see what his EKG looked like, because it would have been a death that would have been preventable. And we talk about heart disease being preventable. We talk about how it's the number one killer of men and women, and how heart disease, you know, there are things we could do to help prevent a heart attack. There are things we could do to treat a heart attack. And it doesn't necessarily have to happen to us to the degree that it is. But what happens when somebody did everything right? Right? They're taking their medications. They went to the heart doctor. They had a stress test. They were told everything is fine. And they aren't. And they end up, unfortunately, dying of heart disease. That's got to scare the hell out of you. It scares the hell out of me. I get you. That's not anything that helps you sleep at night. So we had a buddy who had been diagnosed with a heat stroke in the ER. And I go, look, the fact that you passed out, that doesn't sound like heat stroke. You know, my father, you know, from what I understand, after he died, I was told that he actually had a syncopal episode a few months before he died. Get your heart checked. Right? And he said, but I had my heart checked. And I go, well, go back anyway. Went back, got his heart checked. A few months later, he was found dead at his desk. You know, had a heart attack. And, you know, how if the testing was fine? So one thing that we have to unfortunately accept is that medical tests are not 100%. And we don't want to think that. Okay? Because you don't want to go through life always in fear. Oh, I'm going to get hit by a bus. I'm going to get hit by a bus. You keep fearing that you're going to get hit by a bus. You're going to get hit by a bus. Okay? You know, or I'm going to get mugged, I'm going to get mugged, I'm going to get mugged. You're walking around so scared, you're going to end up getting mugged. So sometimes, you know, ignorance is bliss. You know, you end up enjoying life. You end up, you know, being less stressed. Less stress is always good for the heart, etc. My concern, though, is, you know, that wrong artery at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, of course, if you, you know, are a smoker and you quit smoking, that's huge. That is huge. So if you're a smoker, quit smoking. That's one way to you know, help, you know, improve your risk of heart disease. Another is if you have high blood pressure, to get that blood pressure in control. If you have high cholesterol, get that cholesterol in control. If you have high blood sugar, get that blood sugar in control. Now, some of you are saying, wait a second, Dahlia, you just said that if somebody did everything right and they went to the heart doctor, they could still have a heart attack and die. Yes, I did say that. But that's not very common. It's a lot more common for somebody to do everything wrong and die than for somebody to do everything right and die of a heart attack. I mean, we all die. That's something we don't like talking about. I mean, we all die. But, you know, in terms of dying prematurely because of heart disease, that's going to more often to happen to somebody who doesn't take care of themselves. People will say, look, I've smoked ever since high school. There's nothing I could do now. No, there is. We have found the heart to improve within, you know, months of you quitting smoking, your lungs to improve almost instantaneously. Now, maybe they may not go back to baseline, but you do improve. Your body knows how to regenerate itself. Your body knows how to heal. And so you quitting smoking, in fact, I think if you have quit smoking for over 15 years, we don't even have to do lung cancer screens on you anymore. You know, that's how optimistic we are of your health when you quit smoking. All right. Same thing with keeping your cholesterol in line, your blood pressure in line, your blood sugar in line. You can't do anything about family history. If there's family history of heart disease, that's just, you know, that's nothing we could do about that. But we could be a little bit more proactive. Now, what sort of tests can we do for the heart? Well, an EKG is a nice baseline test where we read the electricity of the heart. If the heart muscle is healthy, it'll conduct the electricity very predictably. If the heart muscle is unhealthy, it'll elicit the electricity, or the electricity will be read a little different. and sometimes in a predictable pattern of where the heart muscle is damaged. So an EKG is a very easy, inexpensive test you can do. An echocardiogram looks at how well your heart is pumping. If your heart is not pumping too well, we assume it's because something happened to part of the heart wall. Maybe a prior heart attack, maybe, type of heart failure. And so, you know, getting an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart, not very invasive. We also have stress tests where we walk you on a treadmill or we give you a medication that helps race the heart and we watch your heart in a very controlled setting. And we make sure that your heart is getting all the proper blood that it needs. Now, the stress test is where I say, even though it's a great test to do, this is the type of test that starts to make me a little nervous in terms of saying once you pass the stress test, you're good and in the clear. For the majority of you, you are. But the couple of people who I heard had heart attacks anyway or were at risk for heart attacks, for example, we had one patient, and we talked about this, that came in with shoulder pain. And I didn't trust his heart. And I go, maybe the shoulder pain is the heart, so let's check the heart first. I checked the heart, sent him to a heart doctor. He came back all clear. I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to do an MRI of your shoulder, and we could get an orthopedic doctor involved, but I just don't think it's the shoulder. Orthopedic doctor sent him back going, it's not the shoulder. You know, his shoulder looks good. So I tell him to go back to the heart doctor. And the heart doctors were like, look, he had a normal stress test. I go, well, do something else because this could be referred pain from the heart. So what the heart doctor did is the next step, which is an angiogram, where they shoot a dye into the veins or the arteries to see how the blood flows through the vessels. And if we see a constriction, then we know that that heart is not getting the proper blood. Well, when they did do his angiogram, they found a dental floss thin lumen of one of his coronary arteries, which means that the pain really did come from the heart. For some reason, he passed his stress test. I'm not saying everybody needs angiography or everybody needs CAT scan of the heart, or open heart surgery with examination of each single, I'm not saying we need to do that. But if you continue to have symptoms, chest pain, shoulder pain, jaw pain, neck pain, trouble breathing, if you have an instinct, if you're like, I just don't feel like something's right. True, insurance may not pay for the test, but this is why I always tell people, don't rely on insurance to pay for everything. Insurance is not what's going to determine if you live or die. You do, which means you better start saving up. You better have a little nest egg for not so much your retirement, but for medical costs. And you may have to, out of pocket, pay for some of these heart tests if that's what you want. And if you are at high risk of family history, smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, lack of physical activity, obesity, these are things that may make you consider, look, I think I want to look a little closer to my heart. And then maybe go a test beyond. And, you know, we doctors aren't supposed to tell you to do that. We're supposed to tell you to, you know, if the test is good, relax, you're good. But, with my listener and with what I've seen, sometimes I just don't think you are good. You know, when my father got cataract surgery, from what I understand, an EKG was done and his heart was monitored. Nobody saw that something was off. So sometimes we need deeper testing. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.